Welcome to Listen to Lawrence, presented by Lawrence Eric Davidow, Senior and Managing Partner of Davidow, Davidow, Siegel & Stern, one of the first and most successful elder law, special needs, and estate planning firms on Long Island. This podcast series is based on his Listen to Lawrence seminars and will teach you how to plan in advance to protect your own assets and those that you leave to your children and grandchildren. Mr. Davidow is a past president of the National Academy of Elder Law Attorneys, a published author, and an accomplished and educational speaker. So sit back and listen to Lawrence.
Hello, everybody. This is Lawrence Davidow. I'm an elder law special needs and estate planning attorney, and this is my podcast called Listen to Lawrence. And what this podcast is really all about is addressing your specific questions. And what I dedicate myself here to is answering them specifically. I'm not going to pontificate and spend the next hour talking about it. What I want to do is answer the question, give you the background you need. And this may be 5 minutes, it may be 2 minutes, it may be 15 minutes, but that's what we're doing with each one. Let's get right into it, okay? So I have a question from one of my listeners today, and it says, "Hey, Lawrence, I have a healthcare proxy naming my two kids as my agents. Do I also need a living will?" All right, well, there's a lot there to unpack, so let's get right at it. So what is a healthcare proxy? Well, New York has a law that says that you can appoint someone to make your medical decisions for you at some point in the future when you can no longer communicate. Well, that does make sense, because I'll tell you now, if you don't have one, we got some problems. We may have to go into court and name a guardian so the guardian can make your medical decisions, and nobody wants to go to court. Well, sometimes we lawyers like to go to court, but for the most part, we don't want you going to court, all right? So what we want is you to have a piece of paper. By the way, this piece of paper, you can go on my website at davidowlaw.com, and you can get a free healthcare proxy. So this is not about drumming up business here today, all right? So you can get a healthcare proxy. A healthcare proxy is a one-page document, doesn't have to be more than a page, that says who you're going to appoint to make your medical decisions for you. Now, the question said that they appointed both of their children. That's a problem. That would be void, because the law says you can only pick one person at a time to be your healthcare agent. I'm sure there was a lot of debate by the legislators who created this law. Most people say, well, I really want both of my kids to make the decision. I hate to have one have the burden over the other. And I'll just tell you, that's not the law. If you do it that way, it's going to be void. Let's hope that they talk to each other. But the law says that you have to appoint one. I know my father actually picked me to be his healthcare agent, and I lived here in New York. My father was down in Florida, and he was dying, and my sister lived in Atlanta. Well, at the time he was dying, my sister got there first, and at that point we had to sign something saying that it was time to end his life. And so I called up the hospital and said, look, I'm the healthcare agent, I'm first, but I'm resigning, my sister can do it. So there is a way to handle situations like that. But the law says you can have one healthcare agent, period, and one backup person. You actually could have a second backup, third backup, fourth backup. We can make the form even bigger. But I want you to go on my website at davidowlaw.com. That's DAVIDOWLAW, davidowlaw.com. And right on the homepage, you're going to find a free healthcare proxy. Download it. All right. Now, a healthcare proxy covers every possible medical decision under the sun. It's that simple. It covers everything except artificial nutrition and hydration. If you want your agent to be able to make decisions regarding artificial nutrition and hydration, you have to say that your agent knows your wishes. So there's a section called optional instructions on this one page, and it's already pre-filled in on the healthcare proxy that we have on our website. And it basically just says, my agent knows my wishes concerning artificial nutrition and hydration. And that alone is enough to give the authority to the agent to make decisions regarding artificial nutrition and hydration. So I'm encouraging everyone out there to have a healthcare proxy so that your families can make your medical decisions, and we don't have the doctors making the decision, and we don't have to go to court. You have this one little document. But the second part of this questioner's question, was, do I also need a living will? Well, what's that? Well, a living will is a document that you can sign that says, hey, world, I want everyone to know that if I have some incurable condition, or terminal condition, I have no hope of recovery, I'm at the end of my end, then I don't want respirators. I don't want feeding tubes. If I'm totally demented, I don't know who my family is anymore. You can go that far and say, I don't want any kind of medical treatment. Take me off my blood pressure medication. Do whatever you have to do, but damn well better make me comfortable. I want to be comfortable. I don't want to feel a thing. I want to go back to what I felt like in the 60s. And I just want to float away. I want to float away. If that's how you feel, you can have a living will. Now, there is no law in New York that says you can have a living will. There's no statute on the books. We only have a statute that says you can have a healthcare proxy. Then why do you need a living will? Well, maybe you don't, but it's good to have one if you feel strongly about this. All it really is guidance. Guidance that you can give to your healthcare proxy, to your family, that this would be okay. So if my father was naming me to be his healthcare proxy and I'm ready to pull his plug, well, and my sister says, no, Dad would never have wanted that, then I can pull out the living will and say, look, he had a living will. He wrote it down. This is something that he actually thought about and he did want. And it takes the family off the psychological hook. And it takes me off the psychological hook. If I had to make the decision myself, well, it's nice to be able to read that living will and hear in my father's voice as I'm reading it, when he says, you know, Lawrence, it's okay. It's okay. It's okay. It's time. And so it makes you feel good. And so if nothing else, you do a living will because you love your families and you want to give them some peace of mind and keep the family talking and not break up the family because someone doesn't think you're doing the right thing. This is what you want, and if it's what you want, put it down in writing. It's the best guidance that you can give your healthcare agent. So the simple answer to the question is, I recommend that people get a healthcare proxy, and I recommend that they get a living will, and those two documents will serve to meet your needs and to convey what you want, and what you want will get done. I know you have other questions out there. I want to answer them. So I want you to send to me your questions at info@davidowlaw.com, davidowlaw.com. That's davidowlaw.com, info@davidowlaw.com. Send me your questions, and at a future podcast, I will answer them. Or I may answer them in one of my Listen to Lawrence letters, which I send out twice a week. It's an email. But Listen to Lawrence, and I put down the question, and then I answer it in very simple terms. So if you'd like me to answer your questions, either by the Listen to Lawrence letter or the Listen to Lawrence podcast, please send me those questions at info@davidowlaw.com. I want to thank you very much for listening today. Thanks for listening to Lawrence. I wish you peace, health, and happiness. And until next time, stay safe, my friends. Bye-bye.
The Listen to Lawrence podcast is not meant to be advice particular to any one person or to serve as a do-it-yourself planning guide. It's simply to educate the audience. For more information, please visit davidowlaw.com.